Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. You are about to hear a Kingdom Living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and His Kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So the subject is fit for the kingdom. Fit as in fitness. You are fit for something. Alright. So Luke chapter 9 verse 61. The Bible says, and another also said, Lord, I will follow you. But let me go and bid them farewell who are at my house. But Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow, and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 12 and 13 now. Giving thanks unto the Father, who has qualified us. Please underline qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. May the Lord add His blessing, His anointing, His illumination, His grace and glory to the reading of His word. Amen.
Amen.
So our subject is fit for the kingdom. And I want us to understand that God has made all believers fit or qualified for the kingdom. We are already qualified. That is what our second text said. It is something that has taken place already. Through the death of
Jesus,
God qualified us. You will see from your Bible that the word qualified is a past tense. It's not something God is going to do in future. It is something that He has done already. So whilst you and I are believers on earth, the Bible says that God has qualified us or made us fit for the kingdom. Why has He qualified us already? Why didn't He wait until He does it later on? It is because we need the qualification now. We need to be fit for the kingdom of God now. In other words, right now in this life, you need fitness. Because the kingdom of God is also for now. That is why God qualifies you now. If kingdom results and kingdom life is not for now, God needn't have qualified us now. So first of all, understand that through the death of Jesus, you are already fit for the kingdom. And there is nobody, no human being who has got power to disqualify you. There is no demon or devil who has power to disqualify you. But you can disqualify yourself. After God has qualified you, You can disqualify yourself. Because the blessings of God are never forced on humanity. So you can disqualify yourself in terms of practically enjoying kingdom life and kingdom results.
Now,
how do you do that? It is by refusing kingdom light or understanding. Because with your qualification comes a certain understanding you must have.
Now,
so you can inherit the kingdom of God and have the results of the kingdom if you are a believer who is in the light or who has a kingdom understanding, kingdom light.
Na yebotum ye nyachafa wo ahemane mu nsire nyare de yeye agyezifo de enye nankasa yebo hukan na yana ntokan mu na yeze eka no ayedwuma.
The kingdom life is a life of experiencing, or if you like specifically tasting, heaven on earth.
Na ahemane mu abrabo ne ye de me yebenya esor nimu nsire na abrabo no wo asase do.
What is in heaven that you can taste of on this earth? There is peace in heaven. There is purity in heaven. There is prosperity in heaven. There is power in heaven. There is protection in heaven. There is the person of God in heaven. There is pleasure in heaven. All of these things and many more, God has qualified you because you need to enjoy it now. But I want us to understand that specifically in our text, you disqualify yourself from enjoying kingdom results and kingdom life now when you put your hand to the plow and you look back.
Or
if you like, looking back whilst your hand is on the plow. In our first text, Jesus Christ said to this person who wanted to follow him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, every human being is supposed to use his hand. That is why typically God gives a human being has hands. The hand is a symbol of work. God is teaching us how to be fit to enjoy kingdom results and kingdom life today. So he says that your hand is for physical work. Or if you like, secular work. And the plow is an equipment for farming. You know, it digs the ground. Places which are hard for you to break. Situations which are hard for you to conquer. Situations in your workplaces, in your schools, which are hard to cultivate, which are hard to control. God has already given you the equipment in Christ Jesus for you to break that situation, for you to conquer that, those hard grounds, for you to overcome those hard socio-economic conditions of your society or country. So that right in the hard ground, right in the hard economy, right in the bad situation of your family or yourself, you can experience heaven on earth. You can taste of the wonderful things of the kingdom in whatever hard situation that you may find yourself. I don't care whether it is in your marriage. I don't care whether it's in your family. I don't care whether it's in your academics or your workplace or your finances. You can have the kingdom of God coming over there.
Now, on phone my everything, on phone that one one uncle, on father, what's the beer at one Sisiano, or bear any in the dubium, na a bottom nena and himanimu, and Zepani Narawa assassin, do not in ya, a zinawa babon wire del.
Our Lord said that when you put your hand to the plow, don't look back. He did not say, don't go back.
Now, Hene Raja said, Obi Pierre Ordinance, I can foot me from Mama on Shit Wankade, and Tumna and San Wetchi.
Because looking back is all that is needed. Oh, should I put it that way? For you to be defeated, just looking back. Looking back is what practically disqualifies you from experiencing kingdom life and kingdom results in your life. Looking back from the plow. What does that mean? It means that you are having a negative attitude or a negative posture as a believer in Jesus. If you are in Christ Jesus, look at Philemon 6. If you are in Christ Jesus, there is a way you must look at things. There are things you must look at, and there are things you must not look at. You must not look at your bad past. You must not look at your bad history. Because in one way or the other, everybody has a bad past. Everybody has a past, a bad or negative history in one way or the other, in one thing or the other. It is those things that you look at behind you which will disqualify you practically to experience the kingdom of God in this life.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Look at Philemon 6. He says that the sharing of your faith. Sharing of your faith just means your faith being made real and practical to other people on this earth, not in heaven, on this earth. Showing forth your faith. The sharing of your faith is not just talking about what you say with your mouth, but the way your life is. It's a communication of your faith. If I look at you, I should be able to know how you believe. If I listen to you, I should also be able to know how you believe. In every way, your life, the way you carry yourself, the things that you have in your life is a communication of what you believe.
Naza yet si biara no say yohwe hena jengesi ne de odezi wo se ejina ho na enyi obrizu nkoma za ode ye hwan de jesia e wono na oridezi oyekwana jesi kasa yeje tre enti hen ababona yerbo no oyede ye mahen jesi no odezi dada wo.
Or rather I should say it's your faith that you communicate when you are living on earth, even without verbalizing it.
The
communication of your faith is your practical life.
Now, it hasn't
got to do with what you say verbally. It is your life. You are communicating what you believe by your life. Very good. It says that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. What are you to acknowledge if you are a believer in Christ Jesus? The Bible says that every good thing. Every good thing. Every good thing. That is where your focus must be. That is where you must acknowledge. That is what you must focus on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because your bad history is there.
Now, wo subanda dona onyeno oho.
The bad things that has happened to you is also there.
Now, in zama watwa onye inara nusu oho.
But you don't focus on that.
Onye de ezwa ginitina mawetu mnodo.
You don't look back on that.
Onye de eshewechi de arishono.
You look forward.
Onye eshewenyi.
At every good thing which is in you.
That in zama papa inara owo umuno ebeshen wewenyi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know why you have to do that? It is because Jesus took away every bad thing that was in you.
Yes.
Those old things are passed away. They are dead. You should not resurrect them or bring them to life by focusing or concentrating your thoughts and your life and your plans on them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, God doesn't focus on the bad things in you. I know in your life there are some things you are trying to overcome. Practically, they are negative. It's a wrong thing. I know you want to overcome it. But I want you to understand that God doesn't focus himself on that. There are people who have focused every one of their Christian life, every one of their prayers, every one of their plans on one little negative situation or attitude or sin in their life.
Are
you like that? Every prayer meeting, it is the wrong things that you are focusing on. All the plans that you are making. You are looking at your weakness. You are looking at the negative things about you and about your past. But I brought you good news today. That because of the cross of Jesus, because he collected all your sins on himself, until he was made sin and negative and everything bad you can think about, and he gave you only good things. Every good thing in Christ
Jesus
was given unto you. So God says that don't look at the negative situation. Don't focus on it.
Man, for what you need,
because Jesus took it all away.
Oh, Sunday, Jesus,
and God doesn't focus on that. I said God doesn't focus on that. When you come before God, he is not looking for sins in you. So stop trying to dig out sins which are hidden somewhere and bringing it all up. That is why you go to God in the name of Jesus. You don't go in your name. You go focus on what Jesus has done. Because that is what God is focused upon. God doesn't count your sins against you. God is not recording your sins in his book. The Bible says on the cross, all the handwriting of ordinance that were contrary to us, he wiped it with his blood and he made way for us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I am not saying there are no bad things in your life. I am saying that it is not a kingdom thing for you to be focused on them. Because it doesn't promote Jesus. It doesn't acknowledge what he has done. It doesn't acknowledge the status that of qualification that he has put you at. So looking back from the plow is having a negative attitude as a believer who is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you keep looking back in your life, you have to expose your back. Because as you put your hand to the plow and you are looking back, you are exposing an unprotected part of you. God has not given us any weapon for our back. All the weapons of the royal soldier of the kingdom, they are all for the front, and we just move on, focus on the things that Jesus has cleared ahead of us. We do not turn our back because there are no weapons there.
Now, what I'm saying, na I'm for what I'm saying, in Yarano, in Zama, what's the Bohomu Banana, in Zama, what's the Kakunya, or Hunenim, or New Honechi, and Tisadan Wetra, and you Bibiara, or Bewetri Ban.
That is why Jesus says that if you turn back, or if you looking back, you will not defeat, because the devil will get at you through your back. If you look back at your past bad things, you are disqualifying yourself from enjoying kingdom results now. You become unfit for the kingdom results now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Satan may get royal soldiers who are looking back.
In other
words, these are soldiers of Christ who are not acknowledging the good things in them.
Na enum ye ensojafo a wonje nzama apapa Christ oda dumoni ntu.
They are not acknowledging and recognizing Jesus in their practical life.
Na wonje Jesus Christ ntu mo wandada abrabom.
In their prayers they are not acknowledging him.
Wonwane mpaibom no wonje Christ ntu.
In their plans they are not acknowledging him.
Wonwane sisian wonje Christ ntu.
But I want you to understand that Jesus, God qualified us through Jesus.
Na me pele ye jitum de nyame odihe no tum onam Christ Jesus.
If you are a believer of Jesus, you have a good history. Your history is Jesus's history. I said your history is Jesus's history. That is why he is your life. Study his life and you will know the wonderful things that you can do in Jesus. And you base your plans on that. I want us to understand as we move along that looking forward that God wants us to do is not denying that there is something negative behind you. It is recognizing what Jesus has done. Let's turn to Zephaniah chapter 3. And then verse 14. Zephaniah is getting to the end of the Old Testament. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 14. It says, sing, O daughter of Zion.
Tonyum Zion Baba.
Shout, O Israel.
Na kikem Israel.
Be glad and rejoice with all your heart.
Ma weni enje na juweni.
O daughter of Jerusalem.
O Jerusalem Baba.
That is talking about us believers.
Na eyi okasafa enyen ajezifu.
It says we should be happy about something.
Ode yeni jiwo bibi ho.
Verse 15.
Nyim denu.
He's telling us why we should be happy.
Ore tryen sentra ode yenu aje.
The Lord has taken away your judgments.
Nyame wan fohena tembu ni nara.
On the cross Jesus took away all our judgments for our sins.
Wo asen jano dunhene raze fa nyen atembu biara owo ho manhen biara.
He has cast out your enemy. Jesus said in John chapter 12 that now is the judgment of this world. When he was going to the cross, now shall the prince of this world be cast out.
So
your enemy is cast out. I said your enemy is cast out.
What
does that mean? It means your enemy is far away. I said your enemy is far away. And no judgment will come to you. Because he has taken away your judgment. On the cross, he was judged as you. And he cast out your enemy. It doesn't mean that your enemy does not exist. I am not trying to teach you that there is no devil, there is nothing bad going to happen. Or rather, I should say, there is something bad which cannot happen. But your enemy is out there. Out, out, out.
Now, what time for no over about the treaty?
Your enemy is not around you.
Now, what time for no umbeno?
Look who is in your midst.
Nasha nya obeno.
The king of Israel.
Israel.
Jesus died as the king of the Jews.
Your name was Jesus. Oh, who there? Israel for him.
It was written in three languages.
What son was Kasahue Basin?
Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic.
What Greek, Hebrew, not Aramaic.
For all of the ethnicities of the world to know. Jews, Gentiles, and all those mixed people. That he is the king of the Jews. Because when you are being crucified, your crime is always written on top and it is there. If it's murderer, murderer is there. Jesus' crime was
king of the Jews. And Pilate said, what is written is written. It cannot be changed.
Yes. Pilate said,
the king of the Jews, the Lord is in your midst.
Yes.
Look at the results. He says, you shall see disaster no more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
King James said that you shall see evil no more.
King James said,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it turns your morning into dancing.
So
he says, I rejoice, sing, daughter of Zion. Because whatever thing that happens to you, he uses it for your good. So you will see disaster or evil no more. Because your king has died for you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.